my policy has been over the years is that we got to learn to live with the sharks and not just kill them from fear. When you see a shark in the water, there are many different species out there. Admittedly, the bronze whalers are the most prolific in South Australian waters that we see. During our expeditions to film and photograph sharks, which we run regularly out to the Neptune Islands, we see blue sharks come in every now and again, and we have bronze whalers come through, mako sharks. We see cat sharks quite often around the bottom in amongst the weeds swimming around. And during my years as an abalone diver, I spent 16 years and over 5,000 hours all the way along our coast and off the offshore islands. Saw very few sharks. Amazing how few I saw. Only three great whites in that particular time. I saw a couple of thresher sharks, a few bronze whalers, and a couple of ground sharks. And of course, more regularly, we saw the school sharks or the edible sharks that the fishermen catch that you buy as flake in the fish shops. But really, they didn't cause any problems at all. But when you analyse it and work out, you know, just what sharks do, you know, they like us, they have to eat.
When you take in that primal fear and the reaction to kill sharks if they're sighted near a beach or that, how much damage to the ecology would that do if you pretty much take out the tip of the food chain and the best predator that the ocean probably does have to offer?
Well, worldwide now, we have a real decline in shark numbers. Not so much here in South Australia, but worldwide there are an incredible decline because of the love of shark fin soup. The numbers of sharks that they're catching is like 100 million sharks per year. And because they are at the top of the food chain and they don't breed very many babies or pups, just killing a few can cause quite a problem here. But nobody really knows. There's so little known really about the sharks and how fast they breed and how many there are. The great white sharks, one of the reasons they were mainly protected off our coast is not by hearsay by people like myself and Ronald Valerie Taylor and a few other people that sort of said, hey, you just can't keep killing them, there probably isn't that many left. It's because the numbers of sharks that were caught in the shark nets off of the Sydney and Brisbane coasts. And the numbers apparently caught and registered over 20 years showed that their size was getting less and their numbers smaller. So there weren't just millions of them out there in the Pacific and the Indian Oceans coming in to take the ones we'd killed. We were actually reducing a resource.